Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
Verse 23. 前半段这样讲，这是保罗写信给哥罗西的圣徒，就是哥罗西的教会。只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望。
So this is what Paul wrote to the church of Colossae. In the first half of verse 23, it says, If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel.
你知道，保罗他在以弗所教会说，他求神把智慧跟启示的灵，以弗所书第一章他说他向父求神把智慧跟启示的灵赐下来。
And we also know that Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus. He said that he, you know, plead to God to give that church the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
他说，以弗所书第一章十八节。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18.
他说，使信徒真知道神，而且照明他们心中的眼睛。
He asked that they come to really know God, and that they may know the glorious inheritance of the saints.
使他们知道他的恩召有何等指望。他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
It says, the whole verse says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance.
这个十八节的实在求神开我们的眼睛，使我们知道他对我们的恩召有何等的指望，他在我们生命中要得的有何等丰盛的荣耀。
He wants us to know, He wants us to be enlightened so that we may know the hope to which we are called and to know the riches of His glorious inheritance.
昨天我们聚会的时候，谨慎这样祷告，还是交通，他说我们要跟耶稣一同作王，这个是现在要发生的事。
And yesterday, Brother Jensen brought this up through sharing or through prayer that you know God has called us to be kings with Him, and that's not just something in the future, but it's right now.
很多时候，很多人把圣经所描述神所要成全的奇妙的事都想到未来。
For many people, you know, when they think about the promises, and the things that are foretold in the Bible and scripture, they think of it as something far away in the future.
这是魔鬼最喜欢听的。
And that's what the devil likes to hear.
事实上是发生在现在。
The truth is that it can happen today.
那他说我们的恩召有何等指望。
It says that our hope is
神给我们的恩召 calling.
Okay, the calling that God has given us
有很伟大一个 hope.
Is truly great. There's a great hope.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
If we turn to First Peter,
第三、第四节。
chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
这边告诉我们，我们成为基督徒，我们如果真实重生为神的儿女，我们要得到的是什么样的基业，在我们生命中我们可以得到什么？我们一起来读好不好？第三、第四节。
And these verses tell us about, you know, what we are able to receive through becoming believers of Christ, becoming born again. Let us read this together.
我们第三、第四节，我们一起来读。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you.
这个第四节讲到可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，存在天上，不是在地上。地上的基业会过去，会贬值，会朽坏，天上的是不会改变的。
And here in verse 4 it speaks of an inheritance that can't perish, that won't spoil or fade, but it's kept in heaven. Because the inheritance that we receive on this earth will perish, it won't last. But the inheritance in heaven is not like that.
这是很大的应许。
And this is a great promise.
彼得后书第一章再讲这样的一件事。
And in Second Peter chapter 1, Peter talks about this again.
第三节跟第四节。
Also in verse 3 and verse 4.
讲到神要在我们生命中得着的是什么？就是要得着我们承受神的生命性情，成为我们的生命性情。这个是不朽坏的。
And in those verses, it speaks of what God has called us to become, which is something greater, which is for Christ to really, to change us from within, and that's something that cannot perish.
所以，当我们离开世界的时候，什么都不能带去，就是这个，把我们带进永恒里。
So, you know, when we leave this world, we can't bring anything along with us. The only thing we bring is what's within.
那我们也去一起来读第三、第四节。
So let's read verse 3 and 4 together.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godlinessThrough our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
第四节，既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
And in the last part of verse 4 again,that we are able to escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
这个就是神要我们信耶稣，要我们得的产业。
And this is the very promise that, this is the inheritance that God wants us to receive.
就是我们常常听人家讲，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。神要借着各样的事情把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
So it's a verse, so it reminds us of a verse that people frequently refer to, you know, that God does everything for the good of those who he loves, and of those who love him. And God is using all types of circumstances to mold us to become like his son's likeness.
这是现在会发生的事。
And this is something that can happen right now.
不是将来我们要耶稣来了，一瞬间改变，我们就变为像耶稣的样子。没有，现在就开始预尝救恩，就开始在被改变。
So this is not something that is in the future where in Jesus' second coming we suddenly are transformed into like his likeness, but rather it begins right now, every day, as we continue, as we experience his salvation and become molded and like him every day.
现在开始，将来才完全。
So today, it has to start today, and it will be perfected in the future.
Okay, 那这件事是世界上最伟大的事。
And so this is the greatest thing on this earth.
要成全这件事，需要神很浩大的能力。
To accomplish this requires God's great power.
我们看一下一个地方就知道，腓立比书第四章。
So we can turn to some another scriptures to help us understand.
对不起，应该不是第四章，我可能。
Let's turn to Philippians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
20-21节。
Verse 20 and 21.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主。就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ.Who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, which will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
21节说，能够叫万有，神能够叫万有归服他自己的大能，把我们这卑贱的身体改变形状。
So verse 21 is speaking of howYou know, God is using this power that enables, you know, everything to be under his control. God is using that power to transform our bodies.
这个就是保罗在以弗所教会第一以弗所书第一章讲的，要叫我们知道神那个能力是何像信他的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
So this is the same thing that Paul was referring to in Ephesians chapter 1.Is that we may know his great power, his glorious power that is able to change us.
你如果注意看保罗的书信，他都是在讲这一件事。
And if we pay attention carefully to Paul's letters, you know, he's really talking about this very thing.
好，我们现在来看，回到哥罗西书第一章。
So let's turn back to Colossians chapter 1.
所以我们知道福音的盼望。我们现在知道，我这样读你们了解福音的盼望了。
So hopefully by reading this, you guys can understand what the hope of this gospel is.
这是最主要的，圣经里边讲到救恩的核心。
So this is very important. It's the main point.You know, this is the center point of the gospel.
其他的祝福是跟着来的。
And all other blessings follow this.
好，我们再来看哥罗西书第一章。第一章二十五节到二十七节。好，我们一起读。
So let us read Colossians chapter 1, verse 25 to 27.
25到27节。我照神为你们所赐给我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
弟兄姊妹，我先说，有的人觉得不要讲得那么高啦。
So brothers and sisters, I want to say, you know, some people will say, you know, oh, don't speak of things so lofty.
我们只是平凡人，不要讲得那么高超了。
We are just, you know, average people, you know, no, there's no need to talk about things.
可是你要知道
that are so lofty.
当保罗在讲这些事的时候
But you guys have to understand that when Paul is writing about this,
比如说二十六节
For example, in verse 26,
他说，如今向他的圣徒显明了。
It says how these things are being disclosed to the saints.
历世历代隐藏的奥秘，如今向他的圣徒显明了。
And that it's these things that are hidden for ages and generations that are being disclosed to the saints.
这个圣徒是指谁？
And who are these saints?
你仔细看圣经，圣徒就是指蒙神呼召的罪人，
and、
蒙恩的罪人。
And if you read carefully, what Scripture says a saint is are those who are actually sinners who have received God's grace and His calling.
神做事不是在那些好像。很高等的人，很怎么样的人，生命就是在每一个人，每一个人，神都要做这种伟大的工作在他生命中。
And you know, when God does things, He doesn't do it just for you know people who are, you know, who may appear to be, doing, to have like a higher status or they're doing well in society. But God is actually.Doing this great work in each and every one of us.
二十六节讲历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
And in verse 26 again, it says that it is this mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations.
有的人蒙神的怜悯，被神光照，吸引指教。
And some people have, you know, received God's mercy and grace and have been.
被神光照
have been enlightened by God
吸引
and has been drawn near by God
被神指教
and they're also taught and disciplined by God
他们就付代价的跟随
and they paid the price to follow
我在这边先停下来我跟弟兄姊妹讲如果当我在讲这些你觉得你真的讲太高因为你的生命根本不是这样
So brothers and sisters, I'd like to pause just right now and say, you know, perhaps, you know, if the things that I'm saying, some of you may think that it's too high, it's too lofty or high up, and that, you know, maybe my life hasn't caught up there yet.
你知道保罗跟提摩太怎么说？你要谨慎你自己，跟你自己的教训。
You know what, Paul told to, Timothy was that,that Timothy should hold steadfastly to what he has been taught.
这样就能救你自己，也能救听你的人。
So that it may save you and those who are listening.
我们都是需要神的怜悯。
We all need God's mercy.
让神的能力运行在我们生命中，才能改变我们的。
To allow God's power to move within us so that God can change us from within.
所以有时候你们常会听到讲道的人说：“神啊，求你使听的跟讲的都得造就。”
So that's why a lot of times we hear pastors and speakers say that that may those who are speaking and those who are listening be changed by God.
我们看到是别人生命中的外貌。
What we see is just the external things of other people's lives.
但是神看到的是这个人内心里面向着主的心意。
But what God sees is what is within, the life within.
那我就是把我自己所一点的领会跟大家彼此勉励。
And I am just using what God has revealed to me to share with all of you.
这隐藏的奥秘，因着有人付代价的跟随。
And this mystery that was hidden, it's been disclosed because of people's sacrifices.
他们付代价，那就是信靠顺服。
They paid the sacrifices. They obeyed and they followed.
他们就领受了基督的灵。
And because they did that, they received the Spirit of God, of Christ.
这隐藏的奥秘，对这样的人而言，就不再是隐藏。
And when these mysteries are revealed to these people.It's no longer a mystery. It's no longer hidden.
甚至荣教士曾经讲过这样的一句话。
And even one time, Sister
Pearl Young,
said,
弟兄姊妹，也许有人对我讲这个话不一定以为然哦。荣教士曾经亲自有一次跟我讲一句话，他心坎里的话。
One time, Pearl Young spoke to me.
他说：“很多人说，荣姊妹高高坐在宝座上。”
And she said to me that some people say, that I am sitting high up on a throne.
他说：“柯姊妹，你知道我们不是这样的。”
And she told me that sister, this is we're not like that at all.
我们就是要让神被高举，他是主。
We want God to be lifted high because He is the Lord.
我们一切就是希望他来做主做王。
And all we hope for is for Him to be the Lord and to be the King.
我们坚持这个。
And this is what we persist.
弟兄姊妹，我很感谢主，我有幸跟他有一些接触。
Brothers and sisters, I am very, thankful and grateful that I am able to believe and that I have,
他真是伟大。
And to have that experience with God.
他有那个生命的实质。
To have known
reality.
No, I'm saying you're saying Okay, I am glad to have known her because I know that she has, that reality, that life within her.
她曾经讲过说，当神怜悯我们，带我们进入这个实质。
She one time told me that, when God has that mercy on us and when God leads us into the reality,
奥秘就不再是奥秘了。
Then these mysteries are no longer mysteries.
因为他们经历到那个生命的事实，他们只有赞美说 ，wonderful， 奇妙，奇妙，真奇妙。
Because after they've experienced these things, the only thing they can say is like, it is truly, amazing.
弟兄姊妹，我要鼓励你们，我也鼓励我自己。
So, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you and also to encourage myself.
神要带领我们 进入这个奇妙的实质，神要用很大的力量在我们生命中做，让我们进入这个命定。
That when God wants us, when God wants to reveal these mysteries to us, to lead us into this destiny, to show us these great and amazing things, He has to use His great power to do so.
在今生，我们愿意的话，神可以在我们生命中做这样的事。
And if in this life today, if we're willing, God can do this in our lives.
好，我们来看约翰福音，怎么能够那个约翰福音十六章。
And so let's turn to John chapter 16.
如果不是圣灵，这个工作不能成就的。
And if it's not for the Holy Spirit, this work cannot be accomplished.
耶稣是世界上最棒的老师。
Jesus is the best teacher, in the entire world.
他教导说话有权柄。
When he teaches,his words have authority.
因为他有那个实质。
Because he has that, that
real
that real power.
可是你看十二节、十三节到十四节，我们一起读好不好？约翰福音十六章十二到十四。
So John chapter 16 verse 12 to 14.
我们一起读。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you.
你看耶稣这么好的老师，这么会教导，可是门徒呢不能领会。十二节讲的不能领会。
So like, you know, Jesus has so many great things to teach and to say, but yet in verse 12, you know, Jesus says that, you know, it's more than they can bear.
十三节说，只等真理的圣灵去到门徒的生命中，才能引导他们进入这一切的真理。
But then Jesus says that it's when the Spirit of truth comes, then they will be able to enter all of this truth, be able to experience this.
那第十四节他说，因为圣灵要荣耀我。
And in verse 14, he says that it's because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is going to bring him glory.
圣灵来，要荣耀基督。
So the Holy Spirit comes to glorify Jesus.
他要将授予基督的告诉我们。
And the Holy Spirit's role is to tell, to make what is Christ, what belongs to Christ, known to us.
我们看第十四章二十六节。
So let's stay in the same chapter and look at verse 26.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。14.
Sorry, chapter 14, verse 26. It says, But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, from whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
所以你看，神赐给我们圣经， 神也赐给我们圣灵。
So you see, God has given us His Word, the Holy Bible, and He has also given us His Holy Spirit.
我们读圣经，如果不是圣灵吹气在圣经里面，我们还不一定明白圣经写的那个意思。
And if it's not the Holy Spirit breathing His life into His words, you know, perhaps even when we read it, we will not be able to fully understand.
所以耶稣说，我口中对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。
So that's why Jesus said, you know, the words that He speaks to us are, are truth and they are, life.
Yeah, 那我们看哥罗西书第二章。
So let's turn back to Colossians chapter 2.
第二节的后半部。
The second half of verse 1.
神的奥秘就是基督，所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。我说这话，免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。Verse 2, the last part.
Verse 2, sorry.
神的奥秘, God's mystery. The first part, and the latter part.
Yeah. So it says, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ.
Yeah. Verse 3 and 4.
And then also verse 3 and 4. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments.
为什么保罗这样讲?
And so why did Paul say this?
你知道保罗他传道，他说他不敢随便用高言大志。
You know,
他靠着圣灵的大能。
So, you know, Paul, when he preaches and when he speaks, you know, he said that, you know, he doesn't try to...impress people with his words, you know, the only thing he relies on is the Holy Spirit.
因为人必须要走在圣灵所引领的那个生命的道上，你才能让神做工在你生命中。
Because if we want God to do his work in our lives, we have to follow his Holy Spirit.
那保罗对哥罗西教会的劝勉，也是对我们的劝勉。
What Paul is encouraging and you know, telling the Church of Colossae to do is also the same things that we should do.
在这里有两方面的劝勉。
So there are two aspects.
第一个就是第六节跟第七节。
And one of the first one is verse 6 and 7.
我们一起来读。你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
第一件事就是要遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心就会增长。
So the first thing is to live in Him, to be rooted and to be built up in Him, so that our faith can be strengthened.
第二件事就是从第八节到十二节。
And the second thing is from verse 8 to verse 12.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神本性一切的丰盛 都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。他是各样执政掌权者的元首，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都是因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head of every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised in putting off the sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by the hands of men,but with the circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead.
我今天跟你们讲的这些圣经都是非常宝贵，你们要多多的去读，然后去默想，去领受。
So all of these scriptures that I've referenced today are very precious, and I encourage you all to read them often and meditate on them.
这一段他讲说你们要谨慎。
And here it starts out by saying that Paul is telling the church to be careful.
恐怕有人不照着基督再借着别的把你们掳去。
To be careful so that no one uses deceptive philosophy to deceive you.
然后第九节他强调神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And in verse 9 he says that Christ fullness in Christ the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and that we have been given the fullness in Christ.
然后第十节他就说你们在他里面也会得到丰盛。
And if we're in Christ, we also receive this fullness.
还有在他里面也会受割礼。
And that in him we also have been circumcised.
这两件事都非常的重要。
And these two things are very important.
他十二节强调说我们既然受洗跟他一同埋葬。
And in verse 12, it emphasizes how through our baptism, we have also been buried with Christ.
也就在此跟他一同复活。
And so, in the same way, we have also been raised to life with him.
这都是因着信神的功用。
And this is all through faith in what God has done.
我们什么时候重生？
So when were we born again?
就是当我们什么时候我们实在的从心底接受耶稣在十字架上替我死，我就死了。
It's when we receive and believe what Jesus did on the cross, that he died on the cross for us, and in that moment we too died.
对，然后他从死里复活，我们跟着复活了。
And because Jesus was resurrected from the dead, then we too have life again.
那个时候我们就重生了。
In that moment we are born again.
那接下来生命要继续往前走。
But later on, afterwards, our life has to continue.
因为小基督在我们的里面要继续成长。
Because that newborn life within us has to grow.
我们需要有从神来的资源喂养我们成长。
And we need to have nourishment that comes from God so that we can grow.
在我们里面还有一个旧造，那个旧人没有马上去除。
But still within us there is that old self, that old man, that isn't completely gone.
只要我们还活在地上一天，
As long as we are living on this earth,
我们的肉体跟着我们在一天，
our flesh is with us.
我们要让它死掉，要致死它。
And we have to put to death our flesh.
不要让它发动。
And to not let it take control.
这个就是我们要操练的成圣之道。
And this is what we have to do. That we have to work on.
我们看，我们再看十三节哈。十三节说，你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了。
And to continue in verse 13, it says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature.
我们死了，因为罪使得我们死了，跟神隔绝了，就是死了。
We were dead because of sin, because sin separates us from God.
那个过犯是已经犯出来的，已经发生的。
And these sins are ones that have already happened.
未受割礼的肉体呢，就是潜藏在我们里面，使我们将来一定会犯罪的。
And it's that uncircumcision that causes us to continue to sin.
所以一定要行割礼。
And so that's why we have to have that circumcision.
但是这个行割礼不是人手的割礼。
But this circumcision is not one made done by the hands of men.
十一节说，基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
But rather in verse 11 it says that this circumcision is done by Christ.
我们看创世纪第一章，第十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 17.
我们知道旧约神有一些话是一个隐儿，那他都暗藏着一些真理。
We know that in Scripture, there, in particular in the Old Testament, God says many words that are foreshadowing things to come, and that they hold a lot of truth.
那借着耶稣基督，所有旧约所隐藏的真理就整个变为实质。
And through Jesus Christ, all of the hidden mysteries. The hidden truths in the Old Testament have become revealed and have become a reality.
我们看十七章第九、第十节。
So let's look at Genesis chapter 17, verse 9 and 10.
神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约，你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约。”是你们所当遵守的。
Then God said to Abraham, As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants. After you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised.
这一个行割礼所预表的是一个不可或缺的真理。
And the circumcision that is referred to here is a truth that we cannot miss.
因为跟生死有关。
Because it has to do with life and death.
所以你看十七章的十四节。
So when you see this chapter in verse 14,
不受割礼的男子必从民中剪除，因他背了我的约。
Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant.
所以你看，到了哥罗西书第二章十一节。
So you see, when it comes to Colossians chapter 2, verse 11.
如果未受割礼，
if we don't have the circumcision,
我们可能会在落入死中。
Then we might still be in death.
因为听不进出于神的话。
Because we won't be able to hear God's voice.
我们看一下。我们看一下罗马书，第八章哈。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
第五节前半段说。
The first half of chapter 5.
哦，对不起，也许我们先看七章十八节。
Actually, let's first look at chapter 7, verse 18.
这是伟大的福音使者保罗讲的。
And so this is what Paul said.
我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善。
He said, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature.
所以我立志为善，由得我行出来，由不得我。
For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
二十二节，因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。
And in verse 22, for in my inner being I delight in God's law.
但我觉得肢体中另有个律，和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin.
二十四节说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And verse 24, Paul says, What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death?
你看，当我们的肉体不行割礼，就是会取死。
And so, you know, when our body, when we're not circumcised, then it will lead to death.
我们看第八章第五节。
But let's see chapter 8, verse 5.
前半段说，随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
The first half it says those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what the nature that nature desires.
第六节说体贴肉体的就是死。
And in verse 6 it says that the mind of a sinful man is death.
第七节跟第八节说原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
And in verse 7, Paul says, In fact, the sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God.
所以这个肉体一定要行割礼。
Yeah, so this flesh needs to be circumcised.
那怎么行，怎么做呢？能够脱离肉体的辖制呢？
So how can this be accomplished? How can we be set free from the power of this of our flesh?
就是罗马书第七章二十五节。
And it's answered in Romans chapter 7 verse 25.
靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
It's through Jesus Christ our Lord that we're able to be set free.
那另外一个就是哥罗西书第二章十一节。
And the other is back in Colossians chapter 2 verse 11.
让基督使我们脱去肉体情欲。
It is through Christ that we are able to be circumcised or set free from our flesh.
就是圣灵在我们里面行割礼。
It is the Holy Spirit that is within us performing the circumcision.
这个就是为什么圣经讲说要爱神，遵行他的话。专靠他。
And this is why the Bible tells us to love the Lord our God, to follow His word, to rely on Him.
还有，也就是我们常常说，我们要安静在神面前，聆听他的生命的道。
And the other thing is what we often mention is to be still and quiet before His presence, to meditate and to think about His teachings, His ways.
耳朵要能听神的话。
You know, our ears have to be able to listen, to hear and listen to His words.
给他时间，给他机会，让他把他的话说进我们的心里。
To give God the time and the opportunity is for His words to enter into our spirit.
你知道耶稣的意思，耶稣的一个名字叫神的道。
And you know, one of Jesus' names is that He is the way.
古时候人为什么讲说等候神来亲近神那么重要？
So why do people in those days, you know, they said, you know, it's so important to draw near to God, to wait upon Him.
就是我们来到神面前，来到这一位 God's living word, 神的活道面前。
Because when we do that, we are coming before His living word, the living word.
有时候借着圣经的话，圣灵高抹吹气在圣经的这些话上，来运行在我们的里面。
And so God, when we do that, God allows His Spirit to work in our lives.
来牵引我们。
To lead us.
让我们让他活。
So that we let Him live in us.
我们看一下腓立比书第二章，我快要讲完了哈。腓立比书第二章。
So let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
十二十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
我亲爱的弟兄们，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but how much more in my absence.
他们不是在人面前活着的。
So they're not living, for men.
他们是活在神面前的。
They're living before the presence of God.
他说，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这个恐惧战惊就是说很谨慎的意思。
And this fear and trembling means to be very,
prudent. 免得错过。
So that you do not miss.
因为有时候神的感动在我们的里面是很微小、很微妙的。
Because often, God's, when God, moves us, it's a gentle, voice within us.
对，很容易错过的。
And it's very easy to just miss that opportunity.
他说，十三节，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
So in verse 13, he writes, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose."
为什么耶稣说玛利亚选择上好的福分？因为她在基督的面前聆听他的道。
So why did Jesus say that Mary chose what was better? It's because Mary was willing to sit before God to receive the word.
以前罗炳森师母他们那个时候。
And back in the days, Pastor Robinson,
Mrs. Robinson, 他那个时候，他们聚会的时候，就是因为主的同在很丰富。
When they gather together to meet,
他们就学习让圣灵带领来服事。
The Spirit of God was among them, and they practiced allowing the Holy Spirit to lead them.
他们没有感动，神要他们说话，他们就不说。
And if the Holy Spirit did not move them to speak, they did not speak.
他说：“我们不说，并不是我们里面没有话说。”
And you know, she said they didn't speak not because they didn't have things to say.
有时候是太丰满的话，不知道要说什么。
Sometimes it's having such an abundance of things to say that it's hard to figure out what to say.
所以他们就让神自己在聚会中运行。
So they decide to let God Himself to lead, to move.
然后他们领受了神的意思了以后，他们才说。
And only when they receive what God wants them to say, that's when they speak.
那有的人因为这一群人是很奇妙的。
This group of people are pretty amazing.
所以有的人就慕名就要来参加这个聚会。
So some people heard about it and they wanted to join this meeting.
然后他就跟别人说，那一群人好奇怪哦。
And then they some of those people left saying that group of people they're kind of weird.
聚在一起。大家都聚在一起，什么话都不说，什么事都不做。
And they said, this group of people, they come together to meet, but they don't say anything and they don't do anything.
然后就批评他们的聚会。
And so they were criticizing that meeting.
那个罗炳森师母说，哦，那是我们聚会中最宝贵的时段，他怎么敢批评神的工作？
And so Mrs. Robinson, you know, she was shocked, and she said, you know, that is the most precious part of, you know, their meeting. So how can people be criticizing that?
不明白的人就会这样说。
But it's the people who don't understand that will say such things.
我们以前很早的时候，我们在教会等候聚会。
In the early days, you know, we would, you know, wait upon God.
大卫牧师的大姐要去找大卫牧师。
We were waiting upon God before the meetings, and Pastor David's sister wanted to see us.
Yeah, 她就跑到教会去找他。
And so she came to the church to find Pastor David.
就大家在等候聚会。
And everybody was just, you know, waiting upon him, the Lord, during the meeting.
我们的大姐是很好的人。
And, you know, she's a really good person.
是常常帮助一些贫弱的人的侠女。
And she often, you know, dedicated herself to helping those who are poor.
可是她不明白。
But she didn't understand.
她非常生气。
And she was very angry.
她就骂她弟弟。
So she was chastising her brother.
因为她的弟弟当时在他们的家是最杰出的。
Because he was
The outstanding.
The most outstanding among the family.
她的妹妹就是也是一个才女，很有才干的一个 lady。
And she had also a younger sister who was pretty wealthy.
她说我
or talented.
她说我的哥哥如果不是生那一场大病，他是个天才。
And she said that, you know, if
而且是个大天才。
So she was saying if my older brother did not get sick, then he would also be a genius.
所以他们的兄弟姐妹都对他，父母都对他抱以很大的期待。
Okay, so
their parents and their siblings
and siblings had high expectations.
所以他姐姐很生气说，年轻人怎么什么事都不做，就在那边睡觉。
And so she was really, you know, angry and said that, you know, like, you're a young man, like, why do you do nothing but basically sleep?
他认为在睡觉。
She thought that he was just sleeping.
可是我们在等候的时候，我们蒙神光照。
But when we're waiting for God, you know, waiting for God to reveal himself.
因为主在那里。
Because the Lord is there.
所以一个聚会主的同在重不重要？
So when we meet together, isn't God's presence important?
主在那里光照。光照人的心。
When God, you know, is there to shine a light on our hearts.
引导人悔改归正。
When he leads us and guides us to repent.
跟随他。
To follow him.
走永生的路。
To walk on this eternal path.
这件事重不重要？
Isn't this important?
所以我们实在需要神怜悯我们。我们最后看一段圣经，我们就结束哈。以赛亚书六十四章。
So we need God's great mercy on us. So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 64.
第四节跟第五节的前半段，我们一起读。
Verse 4 and 5.
从古以来，人未曾听见。以赛亚六十四章。第四节到第五节的前半段，从古以来，人未曾听见，未曾耳闻，未曾眼见， 在你以外有什么神为等候他的人行事，你迎接那欢喜行义纪念你道的人。
Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to help, to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways.
这个就是为什么安德烈，Andrew Murray， 哈，安德烈牧师说，他实在觉得最迫切的需要是要引导弟兄姊妹来到神的面前等候他。
And so this is the same scripture here is why Pastor Andrew Murray felt like the most important thing that he felt burdened is to lead God's people to before God to wait upon the Lord.
教会为什么会软弱？
He said, you know, why is the church so weak?
就是没有给神机会让神做工在他们的生命中。
It's because that the people do not give God the opportunity to do work in their lives.
当我们这样等候神的时候，神会在我们生命中行割礼。
When we wait upon him, God will perform his circumcision on us.
当我们这样亲近他的时候，因着我们向着神的顺服，圣灵要不断地充满我们。
When we draw near to him through obedience, the Holy Spirit will fill us.
今天早上我们的敬拜，我真的深深感觉到，我们向着神的献上，圣灵就大大地临到我们。
And this morning in our worship, I really felt that the more we just give to God, the more His Holy Spirit will fill us.
我们如果不愿意给神机会，给神时间来光照，来引导我们，来运行在我们里面，我们没有办法当得胜者。
If we're not willing to give God the opportunity to give him the time to dwell in us, to move in us, to lead us, we cannot live the life of an overcomer.
好，我们彼此勉励。好，我就讲到这里。
So let us encourage one another.
我们唱一首简单的歌，好不好？